This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a Trump appointee is resigning after disagreeing with one of the president's recent executive orders. There's a new effort to stop disinformation making its way to veterans. And the Federal Reserve lays out a timeline for its new instant payment method. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The chairman of the Federal Salary Council is resigning in protest over the president's recent executive order. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco has more.
The Trump administration had tapped Ron Sanders to lead the Salary Council as an independent human resources expert. Sanders says he was doing his job in critiquing the president's recent executive order. He described it as a red line and a loyalty litmus test to the president. He says the order would prevent career federal employees from speaking truth to power. The EEO will reclassify a large portion of the career workforce as at-will appointees. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
Agencies are receiving an extra 16 months to transition to the new Unique Entity Identifier, or UEI, for contract and grant awards. Originally, agencies had to move to the UEI and away from the Dun & Bradstreet number by December. But now the Office of Management and Budget is extending the deadline for agencies to move to UEI to April 2022. This number is generated by the SAM.gov portal instead of having to pay for and use a proprietary DUNS number. The FAR Council finalized the use of UEI in a July 2019 rule. The State Department picks the vendor to modernize its computer networks. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The State Department will begin its transition to a contractor-managed, hybrid software-defined wide-area network to converge unclassified data, voice, and video services for all offices around the globe. To do that, State hired Mettel under a 13-year, $711 million task order through the Enterprise Infrastructure Solutions, or EIS, program. State will manage its new network through a single pane of glass to monitor and access reporting and performance details in near real time. This is Mattel's 12th win in 2020 under the EIS program. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Cerner Corporation says it successfully deployed its new electronic health record at the first Department of Veterans Affairs site over the weekend. VA went live with an initial set of capabilities at the Mann Grand Staff VA Medical Center in Spokane, Washington, and four community-based outpatient clinics in Washington, Montana, and Idaho. A VA Business Operations Center in Las Vegas was also part of the initial deployment. Cerner says it's the first time in history three federal agencies are using the same EHR, the VA, Defense Department, and Coast Guard. A new joint effort between DHS and a prominent veterans group aims to fight foreign election interference. More from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
A 2019 report by Vietnam Veterans of America documented numerous ways disinformation campaigns targeted military and veteran communities. VVA and DHS's Cybersecurity and Information Security Agency now say they're trying to head off that sort of thing in advance of next week's election. The partnership includes a public awareness campaign, mostly targeted at the veterans community, aiming to point people toward trusted sources of information and away from what VVA calls a psychological warfare campaign on social media. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
Recent spikes in COVID-19 present new worries for Army officials. Federal News Network Scott Massioni reports.
From West Point to basic training to war games to multinational exercises, the Army does a lot of training. That training also involves human beings coming into contact with each other, something that isn't very helpful when trying to stem coronavirus. The Army's found some workarounds like constant testing and quarantine bubbles. However, as the weather gets colder and COVID cases are spiking to record numbers, the Army says it's keeping a close eye on how it trains. Army officials say they're telling soldiers to remain disciplined with social distancing and using techniques they developed earlier this year. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
The Air Force has received a patent for a new rapid runaway repair solution. The formula was developed by the Air Force Civil Engineer Center Laboratory at Tyndall Air Force Base. The Air Force says the invention uses locally sourced materials like sand and clay that will save the service about $1,000 per cubic yard. The Air Force has been working on the material since 2015. The Federal Reserve is developing a service that'll support instant payments. Here's Federal News Network's Jory Heckman.
The service is called FedNow and won't be available until 2023 or 2024. But Kirsten Wells, an economist for the Federal Reserve Board, said the Fed approved the idea following demand from consumers and businesses.
we're looking 10, 15, 20 years down the road when we expect that more and more payments will be made in this way.
Much like the technology from the 1970s that created direct deposit, the Fed would provide the infrastructure piece of this new service, but would leave the rest up to the private sector. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Agencies taking on DevSecOps have a new resource coming into focus. The Advanced Technology Academic Research Center, or ATARC, is working with GitHub to create a source code repository for government and industry. A member of the ATARC working group says the repository, once complete, will hold working code snippets for each continuous integration and continuous deployment pattern. And two congressional agencies get together to preserve documents turned out by the legislative branch. More from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
The Law Library of Congress agrees to become what's known as a preservation steward of the Congressional Record and Federal Register, both produced daily by the Government Publishing Office. Preservation stewards help GPO store printed documents and maintain online accessibility of digital ones. The Law Library is distinct from the Library of Congress, having been established in 1832. It has 2.9 million legal books and 3 million microfilm items. I'm Tom Temin.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. And stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.